Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial County. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. For Imperial and Mexicali Valleys, we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Right here with Scott and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. And don't forget about our podcast. I forgot about that. I was forgetting. Our podcast at KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Welcome. It is so wonderful to talk with you again. You could call 337-8874, just to remind you. We're joined today by Dahlia Rodriguez. Rodriguez, as she says.
Rodriguez.
Nice little Rodriguez. Gentle roll on the R. I like your R roll. It's
Thank
perfect.
You.
She's the owner-operator of Fitness Oasis Health Club and Spa, right? I mean...
I know.
You got it right. You know, awesome.
The thing is, because, you know, he's a guy, and, you know, he doesn't know about it, but, you know, it's like, oh, I know. Yeah.
Because why wouldn't I know about it if I was a guy, Dahlia?
Why wouldn't
Good
you?
Good morning.
Well,
Good morning.
The fitness part, but the spa.
Yeah.
You would know about it. A lot of gentlemen go into our club, and we encourage gentlemen to go into the club and buy fitness memberships as well as spa services. So, and they themselves.
Fit girls really like fit guys, huh?
Well, sure. Why not?
Or we'll bury you and just go get another one, huh? Yeah. Go ahead. Sit on the couch, buddy.
We don't promote that.
No.
We promote fitness, wellness, and feeling good. And a lot of men actually do come into our club to receive spa services, massage, sports massage, deep tissue, things that do promote mm-hmm. wellness and enhance their lives.
Yeah.
So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that kind of self-care traditionally wasn't much of a guy thing. Is it starting to become more popular?
Very much so. Men take care of themselves, and they're worth it as well. Manicures, pedicures, facials. Massage, absolutely. The trend has totally is a very popular trend, and well, it should be.
You know,
absolutely.
When I was dating, I would do pedicures. Now that I'm married, no more pedicures. You go get your own pedicure.
So that was kind of just an attractive device thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can catch him and really live.
Pedicures, how cute! That is adorable.
No more.
Dahlia, how much of, okay, so let's go there. How much of self-care in terms of physicality, in terms of spa, maintaining the skin, maintaining the body organs, maintaining the muscles, how much of that is, I mean, you're working with people who come in every day and do that. How much of that is driven by vanity? How much of that is driven by, hey, I want to be the best-looking guy in the room? Or versus some sort of...
Feeling good.
Yeah, or some sort of maintenance program.
Well, you know what? Again, trends have changed considerably since my heyday. We find now...
That was like last year, right?
Thank you. You're so kind. But no. But thank you. I appreciate that. I think a lot, especially for a women-only club, a lot of the motivation behind going to a health center is health. We, in this country, unfortunately, again, and you know the statistics on diabetes, high blood pressure, depression.
If you don't have it, your neighbor does.
Somebody has it, chronic disease. Yeah. Of course, the research repeatedly points out that if you exercise and maintain, a balanced nutritional program, you can avoid a lot of these illnesses. So for my members, and I speaking from my perception of my club, the women that go there are really interested in lowering their blood pressure, the cholesterol. Of course, maintaining a certain physicality. That's part of the deal because that's going to come with it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be strong and healthy, and they want to have energy for their families and their children. People walk in all the time, oh, my goodness, I'm so tired. And I think that if I exercise, I'm going to be more tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the opposite. When you exercise, you release endorphins. That energize your body.
Endorphins make people happy.
Endorphins. And you know, with the best part is there, it's a chemical reaction to exercise. So it's a natural reaction. So we don't have to take medication. Now, people who require medication, you know, we never not promote that. Do what you need to do as per your doctor. But if you can get some of these benefits without medication, awesome. You know, that's the deal.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.